Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check this out. We got a contest.
Oh,
and if you win, you're going to go someplace. This is crazy. 800-400-3697. Call now. Be caller number 97. That's right. Our phone number. It's a phone call. 800-400-3697. You'll win four tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom and be in the running to win a season ticket for the theme park. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by the new animated comedy, The Mitchells vs. the Machines, which is out on Netflix on April 30th. If you're looking for the perfect place to spend time with the family in a fun, safe environment, the thrill is calling you.
Nice.
To Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Caller 97 gets a four-pack of tickets to the thrill capital of Northern California. You could even be the lucky winner of a 2021 season pass. It's brought to you by the new animated comedy, The Mitchells vs. the Machines.
And
yes,
you get to talk to Nicole.
Yeah, you do. Yep.
Hey, Coco. We're trying to make Coco happen, Brynn. Come
work.
On.
Sorry.
Put me to work, guys. Oh, here we go.
The coin slot. Was that?
The coin slot.
Yeah.
Coco.
Yeah.
Let's go. Nicoco. Okay. The coin slot.
I'll go grab this line.
The coin hole.
Our text number is the same number you're calling now. It's 800-400-3697. And here is some of the stuff you guys had to say so far today.
All right.
Springsteen's Nebraska is a masterpiece. The title track is the retelling of the Charles Starkweather story, a mass murderer who was on a killing spree in January of 1958, killing 10 people over a two-week period.
That's something to commemorate.
I didn't think that happened in Middle America.
It's nowhere in Middle
America. Like in Nebraska.
It's Lincoln.
Walnut Creek. Nebraska. You know, he says that way, but he's a New Jersey guy. Where does he get off?
Like in Nebraska.
I think that's appropriation there, boss.
I agree. How dare you? Omaha's pissed.
Walnut Creek is awesome for young professionals. I just moved after 6 years post-divorce at 30.
Wow. That's a youthful divorce.
And had the best years of my life there. You got to live downtown. So walkable. Most nightlife and dining for the East Bay. What?
Okay.
All right.
Or by the Crick. It's good. I'll tell him. Although I don't want him to like it too much. I'd like him to be here.
Sarah said, well, yeah, you would like him to be there, but you also want him to be a grown person out in the world experiencing
life. Yes, Vinny,
life.
Okay, I want that too, but also, come on.
Sarah's son may be able to find a brand new place to rent near downtown Oakland. There's a ton of new apartments going on the market.
Wow. Mm. Send me info. He wants to live alone, he said, so like a one-bedroom place. But I don't know how much money he's going to have. I mean, that's...
He's a tech guy. He's got to be raking it in. Come on.
He's got a startup, though, Vinny. It's not like they're, you know, paying out the yin-yang. You buy in on the future. If the company ever becomes something, he'll be set.
Thank you for my birthday email from slappy.com. You both singing made my day.
Aww.
OFOC to you all.
Thank you. Join the club.
Did we make a singing video?
We did, Vinny.
Yeah, sure,
yep, we sure did. So when if people give me their birthday on slappy.com, then I send them a little video of me singing them a song. I think you even ask, who are we singing this? And I'm like, I don't know. Just whoever's birthday it is today.
Well, I try to be as helpful as possible without asking too many questions. I don't have...
You really walk that line really professionally.
I try.
We shouldn't talk about this anymore.
I can't wait for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So well, I can get one of those emails.
Plus, it'll be the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to throw a little party. I want to. I know.
Why don't you?
Birthday.
What are you waiting
I'm
for?
I'm gonna because it feels too soon to get all excited about it.
It's not too soon.
Don't you want people to come over and break your new fence down?
Yes,
in I mean,
totally. Come break the fence down, you guys.
Can you tell us where the walk-in places are for vaccinations? My husband needs to be vaccinated. I think there's a lot of openings. You really just
there are.
I can't tell you because I don't know where you live. But
right.
I
tell us where
tell
you live.
You
maybe we can help you.
If you look around, in your area, you should find places that are like, yes, right now, come on in.
Yep.
And then we'll schedule your next appointment right when you get your first one finished.
Just like that.
I know that a lot of people avoid stuff just simply because it feels like overwhelming. You know, you look at it's going to be too hard. It's
yep,
not.
It's not. If you live in Marin, and I don't know if anybody from any county can go there, but it was empty. There were people waiting to give you shots. It took a total of 16 minutes from the time I walked in the door. And as we were leaving, I saw the big sign flashing, walk-ins welcome. Head over. They want to
stick
you.
I've heard it called the WC, not the crick, though. Also, to avoid the tunnel, you can commute on Highway 4 through Martinez.
Yeah, there's options.
When I was making the commute from Ocean Beach, San Francisco, to Walnut Creek, we didn't have phones that could reroute you or tell you any wise guy way, so I went straight for the bridge and then straight through the tunnel and often made a U-turn and went home because of the traffic. And that was in the 90s. Can't be better now, can it?
It can't be. Can't be. Lincoln, Nebraska. They don't have a lot of traffic there, is my guess. Well, maybe they do.
Vinny, I rented an RV last June with my three childhood friends, and we had a blast. We are women in our early 50s. If we can do it, you can do it. Oh, I think me and my wife will do just fine. I think it's the two kids that are a question mark.
Well, the problem with living on the road in a house like an RV is that they do still have to be strapped into seats. And for kids, they're like, there's a whole house here. I want to go lay on the bed. I want to jump on the bed. Mm-hmm. I want to climb up over the thing, over the seats. I want to do this. I want to pull out the games. Can I get up there and can I get a glass of milk while we're doing this? Like, that's going to be the challenge, I think.
Christina's family has RV'd her whole life. So she's seen our nation through RV parks.
Nice.
There's no doubt that they did that all the time. She's very nervous because she wants us to like it. And as we discussed what you were just mentioning, I thought you could be free. So she said to me, I'm going to drive. And I went, my first thought was to, you know, fight that. And then I went, oh, you know what? Go ahead. You drive. And I'm going to remind you, you said that when you're tired and bored. And I'm going to say, you know what? Anyway, I was saying, me and the kids are going to play in the back. And she was like, you don't get to, you can't.
Things rolling. You got to be strapped in.
You think
in fact,
that you
can
just
shoot from the back on the bed out the front window 40 feet and out onto the street if the brakes get slammed on. You have to be strapped in. It's really important. And it's really hard to do. Like when we would RV, my parents would constantly be in a fight with us about where we were in that
right.
vehicle.
And there is the problem. I don't like you find yourself in these hostile situations and
yep.
your greatest hope was that it would just be a fun time for us.
Yeah, you're going to want to fix those iPads or whatever you're entertaining them with at the dinette down too, because those things become flying, you know, Chinese throwing stars, Japanese throwing stars. I'm not sure where the throwing stars came from.
707 says, I commuted from Roanoke Park to San Ramon for years. It sucked and I did get used to it, but I sure was glad when I changed jobs. Yeah, I think that you get used to it and you live, that's your life, and you just do your life. And then when it changes, you go, I can't believe I lived like that. What the hell?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I got a little time. People in pyramid schemes always say it's not a pyramid scheme. Right.
Mm-hmm. So the person who texts in is probably running the same pyramid scheme, but they're like, it's not a pyramid scheme. This is a bona fide way for you to make money. Just get other people to sell the stuff for you.
Hey, Vinny, RVs are not environmentally friendly. Just saying. You know what? Nothing is. I swear to God, you can look at all this electric car business. Well, where do you, electricity has to be made somehow.
They're still pumping it from someplace. Not to mention the batteries are apparent.
And the batteries are the other thing, right? I got into this conversation with a girl I was dating many, many years ago, and I bought a diesel. This was when I had the diesel VW at the time, which turns out those things were an environmental catastrophe. And my next diesel, the one I'm currently driving, no better. But that's not the story. The point is, I got into this conversation, and I was saying, look, that, you know, I know the batteries in these Prius are a problem. Don't kid yourself that that makes you environmentally, you know, sound. It's not the case at all. And so there's a little, you step forward, step backwards. Is it better than flying in a plane?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yes. You know what's the best? A bicycle. And not an electric bicycle, but e-bike enthusiasts. It's all right. About leg power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's great? A skateboard. If you can right. find a job where you can skateboard to work, that's the one for you. Watch out for pebbles. They'll get you.
Pebbles. Let's see. Oh, there's the person fighting the pyramid scheme. No, thanks. I don't. It doesn't matter. Oh, listening from Madison, Wisconsin right now, says 608.
Oh, you're the hello. Best place for a young professional to go and work.
My daughter is 7 and is an August baby. She's always felt behind in school. She has a possible learning disability, and we've been getting special education classes via Zoom all year. I'm now trying to decide if she should repeat second grade next year or hope and pray that she'll get some extra help next year since the virtual year has basically been a wash for her. Mm. We would absolutely do summer school if it's offered. Yeah, I actually think that she's even a little young to repeat a school year, but man, you do not want to find them overwhelmed and behind and doing this. I give up.
Giving up would be terrible, especially at age 7.
Right.
That's not the time. 50? Okay. You've done it. I'm just trying to give myself an excuse. I give up.
707 is so smart.
Oh my God, what? What'd they say?
Of course it's okay to date 35 women at once, Vinny. It's the plot of The Bachelor.
Oh, right, yep. We put it right on TV.
That's a TV show.
And by the way, one of the Bachelors was gay. He was totally lying to all those women. Why isn't he in jail?
And stalking a lady he didn't even want anything to do with.
Right?
What is that?
He's gay the whole time. He's like, no, I really do want to be with you. I swear, I'm stalking you, for God's sake. That is weird. So weird. A lot of people are mad. He's getting a reality show. You know, sort of his adventures in being gay. And the gay community is like, way to monetize your coming out, jerko. And other people are like, you have mental problems. You stalked a lady. People don't like him being sensationalized.
Yeah, I don't know. It's her pillow hands, in quotes. LOL, thanks for the giggle.
Pillow hands.
You know, when you start school and they're like, list a fun fact about yourself. I always did that. And like, my name is Nicole and I can't snap. On to the next.
Oh. And when I make a fist, my knuckles look soft.
Now that's a fist I'd like in my face. Oh, what fun. Do it again.
Nonstop snapping at home now. Apparently I'm a jet, because when you're a jet, you're a jet.
All the way, from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Thanks there for the unexpected Broadway musical fun this morning. Snaps.
Good times. See. God, West Side Story is so good. Oh, by the way, we put the trailer for the new... There's an updated version. Is it a Spielberg?
Yeah.
That guy's directing it.
Like Bryn said, what that was texted is deep. This is about the narcissist and the Kardashians. But part of the healing for those of us who have been victims of narcissistic abuse is to learn all we can about it to understand their behavior and what has happened to us. When we talk about it, it sounds like we're doing some crazy research project, because we basically have been. A narcissist will put you through so much, will put so much effort into making you think you're crazy. And understanding their behavior helps us realize
they're crazy makers. There's no question.
Oh, helps us realize it's them and not us. That's sorry, it was in pieces.
But it is you who stays with that person, so you need to get out of that. As soon as you realize you're dealing with a narcissist, it's never going to be you first, never. So, adios. Let them find another narcissist. They'll destroy each other completely.
Oh my God, Vinny, we've been in San Diego for over a week while I worked from our VRBO.
Oh, how fun. It's vacation rentals by owner.
Oh, okay.
It's like Airbnb.
All right. And just missed Mike Lightning down here. Also, Mr. Vinny, bone to pick with you, because Black's Beach resulted in almost no access and zero naked people. Black's Beach is considered, or was, I left San Diego in 97 and went back when we went back. What did we go back for? The La Costa trip. That's it.
10 years ago.
There it is. That's the amount of time I've been home. And it's not even home. This is my home. The point is, Black's Beach is a huge hike down these cliffs through a path to get to this isolated beach area where the surf is actually quite good, but also you can lay out naked. As I mentioned, most of the people who lay out are men. I don't know if they're gay or straight. I don't know what their deal is, but that's
they're
you
men
see a lot more penis down there than you do boobs. Oh. So, you know, there's the reality.
All right.
For the nude beach, everybody.
Down there. San Diego way.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm a teacher. I've been teaching high school seniors since I was 22 years old. It has been 11 years, and my stance has not changed. I don't even want to hug the students. That story makes me want to vomit. Which story?
The one about your teacher in Mazatlan.
Oh, the Mazatlan trip? Yeah.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was a couple things that I could see plain as day and was like,
I need drinks. I need to look
anywhere but there. That is not good. Yikes. What's going on there? Anyway, I am out of time, but thank you so much for texting in, everyone. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny and I were just talking off air about The Handmaid's Tale coming back. Is this season four?
I think so. You're the one that's seen it, though.
Yeah, I know, but who counts seasons, you know? There's more episodes. I'm so excited.
I think I fell off. Well, I fell off because it was kind of depressing, but I think I also lost access.
Oh, that's a Hulu show.
It's a Hulu, and I think I can buy another season, but I think but anyway, it's too depressing. That show's so depressing. What do you call it? Groom porn? Gore porn?
Misery porn.
Misery, whatever. It's
misery
terrible.
Misery porn? Is that what we call it?
No, that's not what you call it.
Yeah, we call it something.
Yeah, it was something else.
What was it?
It was your term. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it wasn't misery porn?
No.
Sadness porn?
It's okay.
Something porn, though, right?
It'll come after we stop broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right, no, who can remember words anymore? Not I.
Check Instagram for the answer to the puzzle.
I feel like it's misery porn.
Nope.
Despair porn.
Despair porn.
Despair
porn is despair porn.
Bryn just won. Way to go, Bryn.
Well, of course the young guy on the show won.
Isn't that funny how it just pops up out of nowhere? It's
despair
crazy.
Despair porn. It is. That's exactly what it is. Anyway,
don't
that's
despair.
Happening.
Vanessa's on the way, everyone.
Right.
Oh, man. Her. I don't know what she was doing this weekend. I was watching her story. I'm like, I think she's in the woods drinking. Like, I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, there was a point
this.
Where she had like four drinks lined up and bunch of bottles, and I wrote, Jesus, V, what are you doing? And she wrote back, but to be fair, there were a couple people with me. So she wasn't alone drinking that
I
much.
Guess that's better.
Yeah,
you know, she's a fun girl. Anyway, whatever. Vanessa's up next, followed by our little Janie. And God, no one loves Mondays like Jane does. Let's face it, that's good times right there. And look, it's the best day of the week. Enjoy it. Best day in that it's Monday, because I'm sure there'll be warmer days. I heard by Wednesday it's going to be like in the 70s.
Oh, good.
It's going to be a nice week.
I'm ready. It was freezing this morning when I left the house.
It's
like 30 degrees.
Oh, my God. It was 30 degrees?
At my
Did
house,
Did you see
yeah.
frost?
It was
Holy cow,
very
that's
cold
too
this
cold.
Morning.
That's a late frost, Vinny. That's not good for the little planties.
All right, everyone. Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.